WMIS-FM 92.1, The River with Rush. Kelly Schultz here with you on a Beaver Fever Friday finale. We get to visit with some members of this year's senior class from each of the Beaver sports teams. And joining us right now is Christine Zurich, a senior defender on the BSU soccer team out of Andover, Minnesota. And first of all, Christine, I asked Amanda the same question before. How fast did these 4 years go by for you?
They went really fast. It was an awesome 4 years, but it went like a blink of an eye. I feel like I just moved into the dorms last year, but now here I am graduating in a week.
It's crazy how fast it goes. And even I remember when you and your fellow seniors came on campus to play soccer, you, Sarah Stram, Bailey Ertl, all three are captains this year. So you go from being freshmen to being senior captains. What was that transition these past 4 years? How much did you grow as a player?
A lot. There were a lot of changes, and it's so weird coming in as a freshman. You're thinking you're not going to get to play, and you know, you just have so many different experiences. And then from freshman year to senior year, everything changes so much. You start off and you're super nervous, and then like growing as a player from year to year, you see how the freshmen are just how you were, and it's just really cool to see.
Well, you captained this team with Sarah and Bailey, and you had 13 freshmen on this last year's squad.
Yeah.
What was it like having that many young people to kind of bring into this Beaver soccer team?
It was a lot. At first, I know before it happened, we were all really nervous, and we were really in the winter and the off season before this past season, we were really talking about how we have to get the team to come together with half a team being new players. And so we had talked about it a lot, and we were really nervous, but we were really ready for it too, because we had prepared for it. And so when they came in, it was a lot different from what I expected it would be. I really thought it would be a lot harder to get everyone unified, but I think having that big of a freshman class, it was like all of them had a lot of people that were going through the same things as they were. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it was almost better to have a lot of them, because then there's like a few strong leaders and they just look to you.
Wow. And of course, it helps when you're playing for a coach like Jim Stone and assistant coach Andy Jansen.
Definitely.
What's it been like playing for those two?
It was a lot of fun. And I know compared to other people, like my friends from high school soccer and club teams, I know that they've had a lot of different experiences. And hearing theirs, it just really makes me realize how lucky I was to play here, because our coaches are so nice and welcoming, and they're very helpful. And just comparing it to other friends' experiences, you really know that.
That's one thing that's very special about this Beaver soccer team. You're not just a team, but it's more of a family atmosphere. And I know that's been the case since I came to Bemidji back in 2004, and I learned about Beaver soccer and what Jim Stone has done with this program. But what is that? I mean, obviously, you know that down the road, now that you're graduating, you're still going to be in touch with all these girls.
Definitely. It's going to be really nice. And I just saw recently a lot of our alumni just got together in the cities, and I was just really excited for all those kinds of events in the future, and just like future weddings and all that kind of thing. And it's going to be really fun.
Well, you personally faced a little bit of adversity this year because you switched from midfield to defense.
Yeah.
What was it like when coach said, "Hey, Christine, we need you to do this"?
It was interesting. He had talked to me a little bit about it in the spring, and he was saying, you know, we might have to do that. And Andy and coach went back and forth, and one of them would think that, no, she should play midfield. One of them thought defense, and then they ended up switching. So I was just, when I came in the fall, I was just ready to play whatever. I thought I would be playing midfield, but I came in and they had me at defense, and I was definitely okay with it because I used to play defense actually in high school.
Okay.
So it was just kind of like returning to that.
Well, it obviously paid off. Your team had a fantastic season. You guys finished 14-5-1 overall, 11-3-1 in NSIC play. Had a chance to broadcast that playoff game against St. Cloud State. What an incredible game that was. You guys had to kind of play from behind. What will that be, one of your favorite memories from the season?
Yeah, that definitely will be. There are a few games that stick out in my mind for sure, and that's going to be one of them, because I know, like, at first I was thinking, oh, this isn't good, like, you're freaking out a little. And especially being at defense, there's not a whole lot you can do back there except just try to keep the goals out. But so back there watching and just trying to, like, like hope and pray that our forwards would get a goal. And then the whole turnaround was awesome. And it was so nice having a home playoff game because like the fans were really into it. And that atmosphere really made it more exciting too.
You finished 2016 all NSIC first team along with Sarah Stram and Raquel Thielen. What did that mean to you?
It was really awesome. I am very honored to get awards and everything, but I'm not really big on recognition. I don't really like it. It makes me uncomfortable. But I'm still very honored to receive those kinds of awards.
Well, that wasn't the only award that you received. You and Sarah Stram were both named D2 Conference Commissioners Association Women's Soccer All Central Region Team. I would assume that you, Sarah, and Bailey, being seniors, and you and Sarah especially being receiving all these accolades, are pretty tight-knit group, aren't you?
Mm-hmm, we definitely are. And the senior class especially is really tight because we came in with 8 freshmen, and then by the end we ended up with 4, and only 3 of us were the original from the 8. So wow. We really were very close this year.
It's amazing how that happens, especially because BSU soccer is such a tight-knit group, to mm-hmm. see that happen. For you, Christine, what is going to be your favorite memory coming away from BSU?
It's so hard to pick just one. There are a few games that are just really going to stick out in my mind, just like the St. Cloud one you said. And then most of all, it's probably just going to be all the fun times with the girls, and it's hard to just pick one.
What was your major?
I majored in business administration and had a minor in psychology.
What are your plans now after BSU?
Oh, man. Well, right now I'm going to work for my parents. They own a business in the cities. They own 3 pet stores. So right now I'm going to work for them. And then I'm not really sure.
Okay. Shout out for your parents. What yeah. pet store do they own?
They own Atlas Pet Supply. There are locations in Blaine, Stillwater, and Elk River.
There you go. There's your free plug. You can do that now that you're not an
yeah.
athlete.
Oh, my gosh.
Being from Andover, Minnesota, and coming to Bemidji State, why did you choose BSU?
Well, I wasn't very proactive when it came to searching for schools, and my parents really were like, you know, you want to try some schools. And so I was going to soccer camps, and my mom thought I should go to the Bemidji one. And so I came, and I just fell in love with it.
Well, Christine, I'm sure BSU would reciprocate that. Thanks so much for being here at Bemidji State representing the Beavers as well as you did. Great role model, and congratulations on a great 4 years.
Thank you.
Good luck the rest of the way.
Thanks.
Thanks so much. Christine Zurich of the Beaver soccer team joining us here on a Beaver Fever Friday finale. You're listening to the Beaver Radio Network.